Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to another episode of the 15 Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Ms. Ricky R. Jones, and I'm so glad that you're here with me this evening. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be with me for the next 30 minutes, and I truly, truly do appreciate that. For those of you who are normally callers into listening into the Hannah Footprint show that comes on Saturday mornings right here on Blog Talk at 10:30, and this is your first time listening to the Conundrum, oh, thank you so very much. I truly appreciate it. Just to give you a fair warning, the Conundrum is definitely different from Hand and Footprint. The Conundrum is just basically all about my thoughts and kind of get you to get into your thoughts and what you're thinking. And Hand and Footprints is all about the guest. So with that being said, again, welcome. The number to call in if you want to respond to tonight's conundrum is 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. You can press the number 1. If you're listening online, welcome. Thank you for listening online. You too can also be a part of the conversation. You can go to the Hand and Footprints page, which is on Facebook, and you can definitely hit us up there and be a part of the discussion. So what is the conundrum? Well, the conundrum basically is any problem or question or difficult answer, you know, that we're trying to find an answer to a difficult problem or question. And usually how this goes is I usually, you know, either in conversations that I'm having with people or with something I'm listening to or whatever's going on TV or, you know, just interactions that I have during the course of the day or maybe during the course of the week, and then it pops to me. So this particular question and conundrum for tonight is no different from any other. I'll tell you where I got it from. I'm a big fan, and she's been very helpful to me. But Tina C. Hines, she is a life transformation specialist, and she puts out these wonderful videos, you know, try to help us along our way in trying to get to our purpose and our passion and everything else. So, you know, just like any other day that she puts up a video, I always like her videos, watch them through and through, and I'll share them. Well, this particular video that she put up today basically was discussing about, you know, how the self-love and just how you, what are you doing, you individually are doing. Are you, you know, in the same rut? Are you getting yourself, are you trying to make some changes? What are you doing? And it kind of went along with confirmation of some things that I was writing in my journal the other day and conversations that I was having with other people. So it just seemed like everything fit. So what, at the end of the day, and I shared the video, I came up with this conundrum. Is it true? Is it the same sugar, honey, and iced tea every day, or is it, you know, is it the same stuff a different day? In other words, and I'm going to say, well, I'm not going to say the word, but, you know, you get the gist. Is it the same crap but a different day, or is it something more? And you're like, oh, my gosh, Ricky, like, really? That's what you came up with? Really, that's what I came up with from this positive message I got, you know, is it the same crap every day or is it something different or is it something more to it? 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. That's the number to call in and press the number 1 if you want to get on board with this conversation. So it got me to thinking, you know, a lot of people, and it's funny, in one of the conversations, you know how every morning you go somewhere, if you're going into work or you just do a routine, and you ask people, oh, how you doing? And you may give different responses. Oh, I'm doing great. Oh, everything is wonderful. Oh, so on and so forth. And then some people will give you the thing of, ah, it's the same crap, it's just a different day. And you're kind of taken back by that because you're like, well, dang, I mean, is your time that bad, that miserable? Like, what's going on with that? So it got me to thinking, you know, when we're in this life, sure, we have routine and we have, you know, stuff that we do on a regular basis, in and out. Sometimes it's the job. Sometimes it's getting the kids together. Whatever, it's a routine. So now you're on this routine and you're asking yourself, you know, you ever thought to yourself, oh, my God, it's the same thing day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out. Is it monotonous? And some people feel like it is. You know, you get up. You get up the same time every day. You get the kids ready for school. You get them ready for camp. You get yourself ready for work. Or, you know, you get yourself ready to sit at your desk. Whatever it is, it's the same thing day in and day out. For some people, they say, well, it's the same thing day in and day out. There's nothing ever new, nothing ever different. And for some people, it's like, even though I do the same thing every day, it's always something different every day that I do it. So that makes me ask the question, is it the same every day or is it something different? And for the people who feel like, no, it's the same thing, why is it that you feel like it's the same thing? Well, like I said, it could be the reason because they're doing the same thing over and over, the tedium, the, you know, it's the same thing every day, every day, every day, every day. But how did they get to that where they're doing the same thing every day? Because, I mean, if you think about it, we do the same things every day. The only thing that's different, true, it is, it's a different day. You know, some people eat the same thing every day. Some people go the same direction for work. One of the things that I always ask the new students, you know, how many times have you noticed when you're driving back and forth or riding back and forth, you notice something new? And a lot of people say, especially if they're driving or if they're on public transportation, they don't notice anything new because they're so focused in, their minds are on other things, what they have to do for the morning, what they have to do during the course of the day, what they have to do, you know, in the month, or if they had conversations or confrontations prior to. It's all kind of things. The mind is always going. The mind is always going. So how is it that we find ourselves doing the same thing over and over again, just on a different day? So that's what I'm asking. Is it the same stuff a different day, or is it something more? And the flip side, you hear, you know, I ask the same question to my students, and I'll say to them, hey, how many of you all notice something different? And they'll say, you know, maybe in a month they go to the same place, same spot every day, and they'll say, oh, I never noticed, you know, because I'll bring it to them. I say, you ever notice a street or something that you didn't see before, a street that you didn't notice before, or a landmark you didn't notice before, and then the light goes off. It's like, oh, my God, yeah, I did. And they say, well, this is so amazing. This is so fantastic. Like, it's like something brand new. Then they say, well, you know, can we not do that? Or how do we do that? How can I notice something new? So the suggestion that I usually give them is, I know when I'm walking around, I like to, what I like to be able to do is look up, like when I'm walking around on the street. I'm sorry, I'm distracted because I'm looking at stuff outside. See, different. Now, I do the show every Wednesday, and it's funny because sometimes I do the show in different places. So tonight I'm doing it kind of on a remote, but it's the same place that I've done it before, so I'm kind of a little distracted. But that's what I'm talking about, this whole thing of, you know, is it the same thing a different day? But I tell them one of the things that I do is when I'm walking, and I know it may look crazy to some, but I like to look up, especially if I'm walking in my neighborhood, I like to look up and look at the houses, you know, especially here in Philadelphia, because you never know, and not even just in the neighborhood. Sometimes I like to, when I'm in town, what they call Center City, I like to look at the buildings. I'm a history buff, so I like to look at how the buildings are structured. I like to walk in the neighborhoods and notice how people have certain things set up. I also catch my eye how people, you know, may have their windows wide open or the different colors that you can tell that they have in their rooms and just different things. But, and I don't do it often. I just, you know, I just like to do it. Some days I'm more fascinated than others what I see, and some days, you know, I just pay attention. So that's what I'm asking. Is it the same thing, just a different type of time or something different, or is it something more? I think what happens is that we may find ourselves, while we find ourselves in the same routine, in the same rut, is because we get comfortable. You know, a lot of times we think that we're supposed to do the same thing over and over again without question, without, you know, just not bucking the system. But in other times we say, well, maybe what we should do is, you know, think outside the box. Because a dear friend of mine always says, who said that there was a box in the first place for you to think outside of? And that could be so true. And I think that's part of the reason why we think that, you know, we get stuck in the same routine because we're on this mind of do. We got to get it in. We got to get it done. You know, just, hey, by the way, same routine. Call in 347-826-9723. Press the number one if you want to join the conversation. If you're online, by all means, please hit me up on the Ricky Jones page, or you can hit me up on the Hands and Footprint page, and you can respond. But like I was saying, you know, we have this whole thing of, you know, are we or aren't we? You know, is it the same thing? Now, some people, again, it is the same thing to them for a number of reasons. People with certain, I don't want to call them disorders, but their way of thinking, and maybe they may want to technically call it disorder or they may want to call it disability, but their wiring of how they do their routine. You know, it's routine and they don't like to veer from that. But then I also noticed, too, with people who are wired differently, it seems like it's content. They're okay with the contentment of the same routine day in and day out. It seems like the rest of us who are quote-unquote I don't even want to say normal because there's no such thing as normal as far as I'm concerned, or who are not diagnosed with a disorder or a disability, seem to be bent out of shape. So to me, when you're bent out of shape like that, that means there's something more to this same stuff, different day. That means it doesn't have to be. When you feel like it's the same stuff day in and day out and you don't want to be like that, then to me, you really want to, you have to take inventory. And that was one of the things that was in the video that I shared this afternoon, was that you have to take inventory of what you're doing. If you wake up, and you're like, oh, I dread. And it was so funny because I was also watching this show, and they were talking about the power of your thinking and your energy has the power of your energy has a way of sending messages out to the universe. And those messages that you send out in the universe are the reasons why you get the responses that you do. And so if you're constantly waking up and you're grumpy and you don't want to go to work and dragging, and at some point in time, that comes, all of that energy comes back to you. And what I mean by comes back to you, you start to manifest. If you always saying, because I've been known to say, oh, my goodness, you know, if I get laid off or I get fired or I'm tired of going in this job, I've been known to say that. And I've been known to say, hey, you know, and if they put me out of here, it'd be the Lord's doing. And lo and behold, I got put out of, you know. So it's like, all right, well, it's not the same thing. It's a different day. But then I also said to myself in those times where I said, why am I feeling like this? Why do I feel like I'm doing the same thing? Because you can. You can get into a routine. You can get into a what? Because you get comfortable. So I had to ask myself, all right, I like the job. I like what I do. I love what I do. So let me reinvent, not necessarily the position or not any new work for myself, but let me reinvent or let me rediscover why I fell in love with the position that I had, why I fell in love with what I do. So I have to kind of assess what it is that I liked and what it is I didn't like and what brings me fulfillment and joy and things of that nature. Same thing when I'm doing a show with you guys. It, even though there are different topics, the routine that I go through to get to the topics and to get to the guests. Now, granted, it's different. You know, I interact with my guests a little bit differently, how I reach out to them. I come up with different topics with you guys on Wednesday nights, and it's that way. But what I discovered is, hey, you know, you can get into a rut with that too. And it's like, oh. And there are some days where I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't have a topic. I don't have a guest. What am I going to do? What am I going to say? Where am I going to go? You know, that kind of thing. So to me, what I've discovered is when you feel, first of all, you have to recognize, and I think that's the hardest thing. First, the hardest thing for us is to recognize when you feel like you're on the hamster wheel. You ever seen a hamster? And the hamster, and those of you who saw that I was putting the show out, you saw the picture that I had a human being running on a hamster wheel. And for those of you who feel like you're on a hamster wheel day in and day out, and you're just running and running and running and running and running and running and running, and you feel like you're going in circles, I think the first thing that you have to realize is that you feel that way, because we all do. I mean, hell, this life that we have, as beautiful it is, it, some days it's a damn rat race. Are sure enough running it. I mean, if you're out there and you're pursuing your passion, your goals, your mission, your dreams, you are running the course, you do feel like you're caught up. And like I said, there's some days, even though it's different every week that I do these shows, there's sometimes I'm like, all right, I got to push myself through. I got to come up with an idea, reinvent myself, do something different. Maybe I'll do this today, and maybe I'll do that tomorrow. And I think that's what helps us get out of that same stuff, different day feeling. First, you have to recognize when you feel like you're on the hamster wheel and you can't get off. And that, to me, is the hardest, to recognize that you're on that wheel. And once you recognize that you're on that wheel, then you say, all right, so I'm on the wheel. What am I going to do? Do I get off or do I keep running? I know a dear friend of mine says all the time, you know, the farm can't quit, because if the farm quits, then what do you have? All right? So, you know, and you just have to sometimes push yourself through where you don't want to do what you do. So it's like, oh, my goodness, what do we do? What do we do? So the first thing is recognize that you're on that hamster wheel. Then when you get on that hamster wheel and you realize you're on it, decide what are you going to do. Are you going to stay on it and see it through? Are you going to maybe turn around and run another direction? Are you going to run with one foot? I mean, it really is the options to try something new are out there. So, yeah, we do get up and it's tiring, and, you know, especially those of you who are getting ready to take your kids back to school, as thankful and as happy a lot of parents are that the kids are going back to school, Lord knows they've been home all summer for so many weeks, and you're tired of you love your babies, but you're tired of looking at your babies. I understand. But now it's, all right, so now it's got to make the lunch, got to get to do this, got to do that, got to do that. Football practice has started. Those of you who got your kids out there in football, basketball season's getting started. So a lot of different things, a lot of different things. So you have to say to yourself, all right, I know it's going to be a routine. I know it's going to be a constant doing the same thing over and over again. Is it going to be the same, a different day, or is it going to be the same, just a different way? You like that? The same, a different day, or the same, a different way. And that's how you have to kind of look at it. You have to look at it and say, listen, you know, what am I going to do here? Because, it's so easy to get into the rut, to get into the comfortability of doing the same thing over and over and over again. You can get bored. You can get tired. It can become tedious and very draining and very just whatever. But then you have to ask yourself, all right, can I make something of this? Can I do something different with it? Or does it have to be this boring? Because, listen, if you like the fact that, because let's just look at it. Some people like complaining. They like the stuff that they're in, the muck and the mire. Some people just like it so that they can have a story. If you ask them, hey, how you doing, how you living, how you breathing, so they can have a story, so they can have a pity party, so they can get whatever attention that they're looking for. Some people just like that. And I'm not knocking people. If that's what you're into, do you, boo. That ain't my bag. I mean, sure, everybody gets to the point where you do want somebody to ask you, hey, how you doing, and really mean it and want to hear your story, want to hear how you really are feeling and take a genuine interest, not just, you know, just for courtesy's sake. But you have to say, all right, well, listen, you know, I'm getting up and I'm just not feeling myself. That's the other thing. You have to be in touch with yourself. It's hard. It is so hard. It is so hard to kind of pay attention to you and pay attention to everything else because you're so busy. And everyone does it. It's not just women. Men do it too. Single, married, whatever. Kids, no kids. We all do it. We're always thinking of others before we think of ourselves. And even when we're thinking of ourselves, we're still thinking of others. So, you know, you have to get into this mode of, well, all right, who am I really doing this for? Why am I really doing this? Is this something that I really need to get into? And we have to ask ourselves that. I mean, because, listen, it is really real. We also have to make sure that we find outlets, and whether it be a good friend, whether it be some exercise, whatever it is that we like to get into. I like shopping. I like, I like shopping. I like the certain video games. You know, I love having sometimes conversation with my son and having conversation with friends that'll make me laugh. You know, having card parties, different things to find outlets. Because when we find ourselves going into these routines and we seem like we're going over and over again, let me tell you something. For some of us, those routines and that monotony can get the better of us. People don't think that depression is real. Everyone, if you live long enough in this life, and if you don't want to, anybody who's out there who's an expert on depression, okay, fine, you can call in, whatever. But what I've noticed in life, everyone in some time in their life, they feel a little bit down. They feel a little bit depressed. They feel a little bit like, you know, woe is me, and this is really too much for me to bear. And it comes at different times of life. For some people, it comes and goes. And some people, it really stays, and it gets the better of them. And we all know someone who sometimes that can get the better of them. And I have a dear friend, and they're into the, you know, this is their profession. They do the studies on depression and everything else. And one of the things that they say is that, hey, you know, it really is real. It masks itself, and sometimes it doesn't mask itself. Some people can just get depressed on the littlest things that we take for granted. So when we're in this whole mode of, is it the same or a different day, or if it's something more, you know, you really have to do an inventory. You really have to be as close to you as possible. And I don't mean just looking at yourself in the mirror. You really do have to look at yourself and see. And if you find that you're having difficulty and you can't figure it out, then by all means, you know, you get help, ask questions. I mean, just do what you need to do to kind of see your way through it. We have a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to 15-Minute Conundrum. How are you?
First of all, I want to thank you for just being yourself and explaining, you know, your opinion on your own show. So I, you know, first of all, halcyon upon your life. And, you know, we are busy bees. That's what we do. I'm out and about right now trying to get stuff for my boy and, you know, trying to get something, you know. So I, you know, because, you know, I have a show tonight that I think everybody's waiting to hear. And I usually don't do this on your program, but you always say, why you, a closed mouth don't get fed. But, you know, tonight I'm Blog Talk. I'm doing a show that, and I also have The second song is dedicated to you, Ricky, on our program tonight. And I ain't gonna tell you what it is, but you're gonna definitely love it. I'm enjoying your conundrum tonight. And what more can I say to you? Continue your hard work. Sometimes it you got to push through it. No matter what obstacles you might have, you know, in your life or whatever, you know, you got to push through it. Sometimes you got to give the people what they want. You know what I'm saying? And well, from my standpoint, that's what I try to do. And in your standpoint, you got to give people what they cerebrally. You know, you come up with great topics, and you know, sometimes it might itch their asshole sometimes. But guess what? You know, you either going to itch it, or you going to let it burn. And that's what 15-minute conundrum does. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I hope everybody joins me tonight, Soulful Inclinations, blogtalkradio.com, 10 o'clock. And, you know, and I hope you join me too, Ricky, because you're going to love the show.
I thank you. But, you know, and let me ask you something, because since you're a busy man and I like to say you're out and about and doing all of that, you know,
yes.
Do you ever have a time where you feel like it's the same, just a different day? And when you get to that, I mean, what do you do?
Well, you got it. First of all, you know, I'm a spiritual person. I don't believe in religion, so I'm a man of prayer. And a lot of times, you know, I have something that a lot of people don't have, and that's, you know, you got to have intestinal fortitude to fight. You know, I have to die before I lose. You know what I'm saying? And then when I die, I don't lose that either. You dig what I'm saying? So you have to plan. You know, your time management must be about business. It depends on what you're doing in life. You know, you have to make time for yourself. You have to make time for the plan. You have to stick to the plan. And, you know, I mean, I told people many times, you know, retiring before 55, you know, is an option for me. It's not, afterward, it's not an option. Doing something that I love to do for all my life, that's what I want, you know, that's what I'm into, Sister Ricky. You got to have plans. You have to understand your goals and reach your goals every single time. You have to make sure that you have a billboard or a chalkboard or whatever you use. I don't give a damn, it's a post-it stick. You know, you put up what you want to do today and you accomplish it. There is no excuses. Excuses is for the incompetent. And that's all I got to say. Have a great show. Love you.
Thanks so much, brother. Oh, I appreciate it. Hopefully you guys will get to tune into his show tonight. And it's right here on Blog Talk Radio. But, you know, for those of us who, he brings up a good point. It really is about that passion. And if you're not passionate about anything, if there's, and I tell people, because somebody had to say it to me and I didn't recognize it. And one of the things that was said to me is, what do you find that you do without effort? Like, it comes to you naturally. That's why I always say, if it's not breathing, don't do it. Because somebody had to say to me, listen, what is it that you do that you don't have to worry about? This right here, talking to you guys, doing it in footprints, I do that effortlessly. I mean, it just, me being in front of a classroom, whether it's little people, adults, whether I'm training, whether I'm teaching parents, it's whatever. It's me doing that and interacting with people comes effortlessly. It took me a while to realize that. But I think once we discover what our passion is, sure, the days will come and the days will go. And, yes, it will feel like a hamster wheel. But like you said, we have to keep on pushing and we have to keep on going. I tell you, 30 minutes just goes by so fast. Listen, if you missed any part of this, by all means, check out the archive. Don't forget to tune in this Saturday morning, 10:30, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to be doing, I can't wait, it's a surprise, surprise. We have a great recording artist coming on. Make sure that you follow me on all the social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, okay? Lord willing, I have a topic for next week. I don't want to tell you guys next week, but I want you to start thinking, and I'm going to give you a hint. It's reflection, being reflective. So think about that when we get ready to do this conversation next week. I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate you guys being so supportive. It's okay to be on the hamster wheel. It's okay to do the same thing day in and day out. But then some days when you find yourself bored and in the tedium, try to do it a different way. Okay? All right, I'm going to keep the conversation going on Facebook. I'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.